Well, guys, what do you think? Do we want to start with this being potentially the first scene? Well, I don't know how it's going to be, like, edited or anything like that. None of us do yet. But I was just thinking maybe that would give us the most options. Yeah, is that too... Yeah? Yeah, exactly. You're so smart, sweetheart. Well, we agreed, so it's like we both said it. And both of our names are on this anyway. It's our documentary. Of course, absolutely. So, we've set up everything inside. Maybe let's have the beginning shot set up like it's us entering the living room. And then you can pan out into, like, the intro, kind of. Sorry. You're right. I need to stop saying sorry so much. I'm just trying not to sound bossy. You're right. I'm sorry. Sorry. Let's just start before I say sorry again. Okay. So let's just go for it, I guess. Can you start it for us, babe? Okay. All right. Are you guys ready to start filming? Okay. Awesome. All right. So 4, 3, 2, camera ready. 1. And I'm Maxine Ripley, and we are the Final Ghouls. We're your go-to ghost hunting team, casting a ghastly light on things that go bump in the night. And tonight, we are at the Haggerty House. This is the house of the esteemed romance poets Josephine and Gerard Haggerty. We have received clearance from the county to perform a seance here in order to bring peace to some of the spirits and also get answers to the other side. Gerard Haggerty, once an acclaimed and respected author, was murdered by his wife in a fit of insanity. And it was discovered years after that horrid night that Gerard was actually a fraud, stealing every bit of his most successful works directly from his wife, never giving her credit. On top of all of this, he was also unfaithful to the point where almost everyone in the town knew, except for Josephine, until she did. Legend has it that you can hear her reciting her poetry and pacing on the misty property. And we are here tonight to summon her and hopefully get some answers from her. Okay, are we good with that, you think? Okay, sweet. So we can just dive into it, I think. Hey, honey, are you ready? Yeah, of course. How are you feeling? I'm fine. Well, sure. I do the seances myself, but we're doing them together. You're always making sure that I'm safe when I do this, and that's a lot on your shoulders, okay? But I'll be careful, I promise. Hey, we've come back from every scary one that we've had. Stronger than ever, right? Exactly. Okay, so are we rolling? Yes, please. Thanks, guys. Oh, hey, I know I say this every time, but if things get crazy, feel free to drop everything and dip. Seriously, like, equipment can be replaced, but you guys can't be replaced, okay? Okay, so let's start filming in 4, 3, 2. Okay, so my lovely guy, my lovely boyfriend here is going to explain exactly what we are going to be doing to summon Josephine while I set everything up. Exactly. So, I will be allowing Josephine to enter my body and use it as a vessel of some sort. We will be using a candle as our yes or no indicator while I am not in the driver's seat if I need assistance with anything at all. So if the candles blow out, that is me signaling a yes, and he will keep it lit if it blows out at any time. And if there's any emergency where I need to be pulled out immediately, then I will increase the intensity of the flame on the candle. If I need to be pulled out at any time, he knows exactly what to do to make that happen, and I'll make sure to signal it. Okay. Josephine Haggerty? My name is Maxine Ripley. I would like to speak with you. I'm here with my partner, and we would like to get some answers from you and help you find peace. Josephine Haggerty? Josephine, my name is Maxine Ripley. I don't know if you can... What is this? Alive? No, it can't be. This is something different, something extremely intentional. Isn't this just fantastic? I haven't had a body in so long, and this one's so Rubenesque and voluptuous and soft. Oh, and this body likes you very, very much. And who exactly are you to this body, darling? Oh, what a handsome name. And who are these two behind you? With cameras? A movie? Of what context, I wonder? Perhaps one to satiate your own perversions. Now, tell me, gorgeous, gorgeous boy, whose body am I in? Ah, so all of this is your girl then? And why exactly am I here? Answers. You want answers about the ghost realm, the afterlife? It's quite the heavy ask. And what am I to receive in return? Your film. Oh, darling, that means absolutely fucking nothing to me. What do I want? Wow, I can't remember the last time a man asked me that. Want. What do I want? Well, I don't know if you knew this, my dear, but I'm dead. I don't want for much, except, well, if you're asking, I can't remember the last time I could touch someone, feel heat, desire, the sweat of someone's skin. As you probably know, my empty husk of a husband was not one of the best men. And from what I've heard from other women, at the peak of his infidelity, he was a very selfish lover. But this body that I'm in absolutely gravitates towards you, like an instrument you've mastered with extreme focus. Is this true? Do you know this body like the back of your hand? Oh, of course, of course. She's the love of your life. Oh, yes, of course. On to what I want. In exchange for all questions answered about the ghost realm and the afterlife, I want to inhabit this body while you play your favorite instrument. Oh, was I not making myself clear? Perhaps I should be more crass. I can feel and see what this body does to you. And all I want you to do is pretend like they aren't here. Unless that helps you get there, then I want you to make me quake with pleasure as many times as you see fit. Oh, of course, of course. What would your darling girl say? Well, let's check in. Maxine is her name? Well, let's see if I can provide you any clarity. Well, I'll tell you this much. She's not fighting me, you know. Of course, she willingly let me in, almost as if she feels that I can say some things for her that she couldn't otherwise say to you. Oh, well, you know, things she's too embarrassed to tell you. She's speaking through me, if you think about it. She has a whole stash of secret pictures she's taken of you, you know. Oh, did you not know about that? It's really quite a perverted collection. It's photos of your strong arms, the rippling muscles in your back, the delicious tendons in your neck that flex when you crane your head back, that absolutely tempting trail of hair that dances down your stomach when you stretch those sinful sculpted arms over your head. My gosh, does she have some very dark and dirty thoughts about you? And it seems she's never told you. She's bored of the missionary position. Has she told you that? Mm-hmm. She likes seeing your face, but she said that she wants to, let me see if I can get this from her, be fucked on her hands and knees and treated like a whore? Does that sound like your girl to you? Interesting. So, in a way, I know your partner quite a bit better than you do. I mean, how well can you know someone if they're hiding some of their deepest desires from you? I mean, this girl wants you to chase her through the woods and hunt her down like prey. And what do you do? Just slowly thrust into her under a blanket until she has an average subpar orgasm? She loves you, you know, but she's not fully satisfied. Now, do you want to prove that part of me wrong and fuck me with nothing held back and no inhibitions? Are you going to be the one to make that happen? Answers to any question that you could ever ask me. All you have to do is make me come. Oh, I promise she'll be fine. She'll be able to feel most of this, and I think that she's going to enjoy every single second. You've been holding back, haven't you? Let me try to guess some of the things probably going through your head right now. I have to be sweet. I have to be gentle. She's my girl. I don't want to hurt her. Well, guess what, handsome? Your girlfriend isn't here right now. And trust me, she is begging for you to absolutely just take advantage of her and ravage her. Are you not gonna give your girlfriend what she desperately wants? Oh, gosh, I didn't know that you were the kind of guy that would rip underwear in half. Well, what are you waiting for? It's been 70 years of longing and waiting and aching to be properly fucked by a proper flesh and blood cock. You better make it worth it. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Oh my God, you're so fuck, you're so big. Oh my God. Wow. You're a girlfriend's brave girl for taking this every time. I think you can go a little bit faster for us, gorgeous. God, your girlfriend is banging on the walls of her mind in here. She says you never fuck her this fast. She says that you never fuck her this deep, this hard. You've been holding back with her too, haven't you? No, be honest, be honest. I can feel some of the things that you've thought about, what you've wanted to pin her down by her arms, with her legs kicking under you while you flood her insides. Is that what you want? Oh, is that what you think about? Do you fantasize about pumping load after load inside of her? Do you fantasize about knocking her up? Oh my God. Fuck, you sick fucking freak. Is that what you want? You want to flood her? You want to fucking come inside of her? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, is that what you're gonna do? Is that what you're gonna do for us? Are you gonna do it? Are you going to do it? Go ahead, baby. Do it. Do it. Fuck, you've always wanted to, haven't you? It'll be fine. She wants it. She wants it. Fuck, fuck. Oh, no, you should believe me. Trust me. She's on the inside of my head, her head, just begging. She's saying, baby, please, please give it to me. Please give it to me. I've never asked you before, but I want it so bad. I want you to come inside me so bad. I want you to flood my walls. Please, 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 please. Yes. This whole time. It's not good to hide things from yourself, darling. Or from the love of your life, especially if it's going to satisfy her this much. Really? Not done, you say. Wow. Well, maybe she is a lucky girl after all. Well, gorgeous, what are you signing yourself up for the next couple of minutes? Oh! Oh my god. You know, I was staring at your hands, but I didn't know that they would feel like this. Gosh, your fingers feel so good inside me. I'm sorry. That's just one. Are you sure? Are you sure you don't have multiple fingers inside of me right now? Oh my gosh. Oh my god. You're rubbing me with your thumb. Yes, I can take another one. I can take another finger. Oh my god, go slow, go slow. Does your girl know how good this feels? She's incredibly happy in here right now. Harder. Faster. Oh my god. Oh my god. I thought you knew this body well. I thought. Yes, right there. There, right there. Yes, right there. Oh my gosh, you're doing so good. You're doing so good. Oh my god, I'm close. Oh my god. Yes. Yes, make me come. Make her come. Make us both come. Definitely feel like that was worth waiting a couple decades for. Again, no, I couldn't possibly, at least at this moment in time. But I know that you folks are meant to be here for a while, including you gentlemen back there. I haven't forgotten about you. Thank you so much for filming all of this. I'm sure it's going to be great material for your little film, but how about everybody rests a little bit? I can come back once your girl summons me again, and I'll answer some of your questions after a couple of favors from you, of course. How does that sound? Feel free to call on me anytime you need some questions answered. Babe? Is everything okay? Why are you looking at me like that? Why are my underwear torn in half?